This first prayer request is for my grandson, Tyler, who's going through a really tough time right now. And this is Lance's boy, Lance Bowman, that, we took in when he was a junior in high school.
Yes.
But anyway, Tyler's just going through a real hard time at this moment.
Okay.
And then we want to pray for more rain. I was so thrilled when I heard a little thunder in the middle of the night. And then I got up this morning and I could see we'd had a little shower in Cheyenne. And oh, my goodness, how our countryside needs it.
Yes.
And then we want to pray for the family of Pat Glasgow, who went to his heavenly home this past Sunday.
Yes.
I know many of you know him. They used to have, they kept Olita's draperies after Olita was gone. And
yes.
He's been working at Great Plains Bank on South Main here in Elk City for quite a long while. So we want to pray for them. And then we want to pray for the family of Catherine Brown, who is resting in her heavenly home. She made that journey Tuesday. Catherine was 84. And a little interesting tidbit here. Catherine and Leon Brown were the couple that bought my folks' home when they had passed away some 25 years ago, and then we sold the house after that.
Oh, wow.
So they've been living in my folks' house. Leon gone to be the Lord some time ago. And then I'm going to ask you and our listeners to pray for good results on the CT scan and the bone scan that Joe had done yesterday. We see the oncologist today in Oklahoma City at OU Medical Center, and we're believing that this CT scan is going to show that that cancer has diminished.
Yes.
That the tumor has gotten smaller. He did proton therapy back in January. One of the things they told us, Chasten, was the proton therapy may kill the cancer cells, probably will, but it may leave enough scar tissue in there that the tumor doesn't look smaller. And that has caused an issue with being up against his left ureter, so he had to have a stent put in, which has to be changed every 3 months.
Okay.
So one issue after another. So we're just believing that God is healing him, giving
yes.
him complete and perfect healing.
Amen.
And then pray for us for traveling mercies. My goodness, every time I'm in Oklahoma City, I think you couldn't pay me enough to live here with all the traffic, and, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic. Good, land the living. So
yes.
there's my prayer request for today. That'll take the next 30 minutes of the show.
yeah, these are good. And then we'll pray also for the Price family, to the loss of a dad, and they have that service this afternoon, Dan Price.
Oh, and we'd prayed for him probably the first of this week or the last of last week, knew that he was dealing with cancer.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He battled, and his service is this afternoon, so we're just going to pray for that family today.
Okay.
And then for our ladies, they're actually traveling today also, going to Eufaula to a ladies' gold conference. And so we're going to just pray for safe travels and a great time there. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you are the God of all. You're the God that is able, Lord, to answer and meet every need. And Lord, we come by faith today, knowing that you're able to move and minister in every life and in every situation. And Lord, we just pray today for Tyler, Lord God. We pray, Lord, as he's going through, Lord, this difficult time. You know what he's facing. You know what he's going through. You know what he's battling with. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just minister to him by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Just reveal your goodness to him. Reveal your love. Reveal, Lord God, the peace that only you're able to give. Lord, I just pray that you just bring a calm to his spirit. Lord, draw him and lead him, Lord, back to you, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, that you just minister to him in a special way. Lord, we thank you for the rain that we've received, Lord, last night, and we're just praying and believing, Lord, for more. Lord, I just believe that you're able to bring, Lord, the physical rain that we need, but we're also praying and believing for a spiritual rain as well, Lord, to fall on this land. And Lord, we know that you're able to do it by your Spirit, Lord. There's nothing that is too great for you, Lord, to do today. And we pray, Lord, for the family of Pat Glasgow. We pray for Keith. We pray for the family. We pray, Lord, that you would just surround them during this time with peace and of comfort of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we're just praying that they just feel your love, Lord, even today in this very moment. We also pray for the Price family, Lord. We pray for the children. We pray for the grandchildren, Lord. We just pray that you'd minister to them, Lord, today as they lay, Lord, Dan to rest today. We just pray, Lord, that you would just be in that service today and that you would just, Lord, lead and guide by your Spirit. Lord, we also pray for the family of Catherine, Lord God, who is resting, God, in her heavenly home. Lord, we just pray that you just minister, Lord, to the family. We just pray that you would lift them up, that you would just show, Lord, your gracious mercy unto them. We know, Lord, that you are the one that is able, Lord, to give us everything that we're in need of, no matter what we're facing or what we're going through. You're able, Lord, to oversee and do all. Lord, we pray for good results. We pray for the CT scan, Lord, for this bone scan that was done. We're just believing for a full, complete miracle in the life of Joe. We're just believing for the report of no cancer, that it's gone, that it's diminished. God, you're still the God of miracles. You're still the God of healing. God, you're able to turn all things around. We don't look to just the report, Lord, of the doctors and of the nurses, but we continue to cling to the report of the Lord that you're able to heal. And Lord, not just heal, but you're able to bring complete restoration through the life and through the body. And we're just praying today, Lord, that you would just overshadow and oversee, Lord, Joe and his life. Just remind him, Lord, of how great and how good you are. We just pray for traveling mercies. Lord, we pray for Neva as she goes through the city. We just pray a hedge of protection around her vehicle, that you, Lord God, would just make a way that the traffic is not too bad. And Lord, we just believe in God that you would just continue, Lord God, just to lead in God. We pray for our ladies as they go to the Gold Conference in Eufaula. We just pray for a time of refreshing, a time of renewing. Minister to them during this conference, and we just pray your hands of protection upon them. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I do want to thank some of our sponsors now. The Refuge Church, non-denominational church, is located 3 miles west on 152 from the traffic light in downtown Sayre, Oklahoma. And when you get out that 3 miles, you'll see a barn there on the side of the road. And in that barn is a beautiful little worship center. And so they have Sunday school at 10 on Sunday morning, Sunday worship 10:45, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, and youth at 7. If you need more information, you can call Pastor Tammy Bailey at 729-0956. Also, Prophetic Voice Ministries, Apostle Casey Elliott is the leader there, and they're at 616 North Locust Avenue. They have church on Sunday school at 9:30 Sunday mornings, church at 11, and again at 6. And then on Tuesday evening, they have a prayer meeting, and on Thursday evening, they have Bible study. Now, I know you're not actually one of our sponsors, but I want to let you give a plug for your revival. It's starting Monday. No, it looks like it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. It's actually starting Sunday morning.
I see.
Going to go through Wednesday night with Hansi and Jeanette Stein, and they're from South Africa, and he'll be ministering in song, and this always has a powerful, powerful message. And great things happen when they come. We see miracles, we see healings, deliverance, whatever you need. It's going to be present. And so God is good. God's faithful. God used them in a great way, and they just have a powerful, powerful testimony. So.
Okay, and your church address is?
4226, put me on the spot there.
Sorry.
West 3rd Street, Elk City. It's just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply.
Okay, and services start at what time Sunday morning?
Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday night at 6 p.m., and then Monday through Wednesday at 7.
Okay, so we'll promote that tomorrow and also Monday. I was going to cut your ad out of the newspaper, and I didn't have time this morning. I was trying to get around so soon as this program's over I could leave for the city. And I not only, Joe was coming in a little bit, I not only didn't get that done, I forgot my bag that has my book and stuff in it that I always carry with me, my sales book.
Yes.
I forgot one packet of my vitamins. I forgot my grandson's birthday card. I mean, it was just a scramble trying to get out of there this morning. But we do appreciate you coming in so faithfully, and I know
yes.
You're going to have a great service next week. as I said early in the program, Rick Spain Construction out of Weatherford is our Facebook sponsor today, so we want to hear from him and some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
Oh, that outro, it just jumps in there.
Jumps in there.
Can't be fast enough on the finger not to cut the last commercial off with a funny stop in the wrong place, and then Let Us Pray starts, which it is a great time to pray, that's for sure. Yes. But we want to get back to what you have to share with us, Chasten, on missing pieces in our life.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're just going to a few more things to share here. On the missing pieces, you know, as we were saying, there are many that are missing. They're missing pieces in their life. They're missing the hope. They're missing the love. They're missing the security. They're longing for these things, but there's voids and gaps. And we know as believers that only Jesus Christ can fill those gaps and voids within our life. And I just put this down, that there's many that are looking for all of the right pieces of life, but they're looking for the pieces in the wrong box.
Mm-hmm.
Many that's looking for the goodness of God. They know that they want the love of God. They want the peace. They want all these things, but they're looking for it in all of the wrong places. I wanted to share a story real quick, and it's a story of a girl, and a girl and her boyfriend, actually. And this girl called her boyfriend, and he asked, the boyfriend to come over to help her complete a puzzle that she's been working on. And she told the boyfriend, you know, the puzzle, it's just not coming together like it should. So he said, you know what, how hard can it be? Just put the pieces together, but I'll come over and help you put the pieces together. And she said, okay. So he went over, and he goes, well, where's the puzzle? You know, what's it supposed to be? And she goes, well, it's supposed to come out to be an image of a tiger. And she goes, it's right over here on the table. So they went over there, and he looked at the pieces on the table, and they were all spread out there. And he said, honey, these are frosted flakes. These are not even puzzle pieces. And so, you know, it helps when you have the right pieces to fit together. And many times that's the way our life is spiritually.
She must have been a blonde.
No comments.
Oh, yeah, you're married to one, aren't you? Kind of. I don't mean kind of married. I mean these women's hair colors change.
They change. But anyway, many times that's the way it is spiritually in our life. We are trying to fit the right pieces into the wrong puzzle. You know, we're trying to fit these pieces of our life to create the image of Christ, but it's just not working out.
Mm-hmm. Think about what one of our daughters said one time, Chasten. We were talking about, you know, just let the Lord lead. I mean, we just need to turn our life over, let Him lead. And she made this comment. But I'm just afraid He's not going to, you know, do the things I want to do. He's not going to bless the things I have planned. Really? Well, probably he's got a better plan. And I think she's finding that out.
Yeah.
But it's taken a while.
Sometimes it takes a while. Right. Sometimes it is.
To find the puzzle pieces instead of the frosted flakes.
But like the scripture that we shared at the very beginning, God has placed eternity in the heart of every single person. Mm-hmm. So God has placed his pieces within our life. And it just takes some time for someone to come along and say, you know what, those pieces have been there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't realized it. And sometimes it takes someone like Neva, Monica, myself, mm-hmm. different ones to come along somebody and say, you know what? Let me help you rediscover those pieces that's been there the whole time, but let you realize that they're there and what God's able to do in your mm-hmm. life. And so I just put this in my notes. A lot of times we take the pieces of the natural
mm-hmm.
and we try to fit them into the puzzle of the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
We must stop trying to fit the pieces of the natural into the puzzle of the eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times that's what we try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes as believers, you know, we try to do everything that we can to make pieces fit. And God's mm-hmm. saying, there's another piece that's going to fit a whole lot better. Even in ministry, you think you have the perfect person lined out to do this task, and God's saying, you know, I have somebody else. You think this person's a perfect fit, but I have somebody else. And you're like, that person? Yeah, mm-hmm. that person. And you say, you know what, they're a perfect fit, perfect match. Only God's able to do that. But sometimes we just need help finding those pieces. Once again, finding their divine purpose and having that, you know, that outlook on, mm-hmm. on things. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
What a beautiful picture mm-hmm. that is. A beautiful picture that he has placed and has given us of hope and of assurance. As we prepare to close this morning on this, we're going to go back to this puzzle piece, because I know everyone's wondering, what does this actually go to? What does it fit? What's the image of this? And what this all forms is what our life and what our relationship, what the plan and the purpose, the image should be the cross of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It should show that image of Jesus Christ, and it should show and form the cross. And I wanted everything. I really wanted to find a puzzle that formed the cross, but I could not find one. So this is a different puzzle. But I want to talk about the puzzle piece. The pieces that we hold this morning, it creates the image of the world. It is a map. Okay. It has a full map on there, and it shows all the regions. This blue is actual water. The brown is part of the map and part of land. And what it shows us is that we are stronger together. And that's what our motto is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what our theme is for the year at Gateway Church, is we are stronger together. We're stronger when we're connected together. But when we're talking about these puzzle pieces, really what these pieces are is these pieces are people. And so when we're talking about these pieces within our life, we're talking about taking what God has for us and connecting it with other people. And so we're a people of relationship. We should be a people of good news. We should be a people of the message of the cross and of Jesus and of his love. And the more people that we can get connected together, the stronger that we will become and the stronger that we will stay. You know, it's a reminder to us that we must take this message of hope to the whole world and to connect as many people to Jesus Christ as we can. On this puzzle, there's also words that's on this puzzle. And so it has the world map of the world, but it has words, and the words say this. It says, life takes you to unexpected places, and love brings you home. So if you put this puzzle all together, it's going to show a map, and it's going to have these words. Life takes you to unexpected places, and love brings you home. So no matter where we may end up or where we may go, the love of Christ will always bring us back. And you know, not just bring us back home, but he even takes it a little further, but he will take us to our eternal home. And so it's a puzzle. It's an image. Another thing that we must understand and see, that it is a puzzle that's not going to be fully complete until Jesus Christ comes back.
Mm. Will you repeat that statement about life takes us to unexpected places?
Yeah. Life takes you to unexpected places, and love brings you home.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
The love of Christ can always bring us back, and it's that love that will not just bring us home, but it's a love that will take us home.
Amen.
It's a puzzle. It's an image that will not be fully complete until Jesus Christ comes back. And so the whole overall plan, image of God, it's not going to be complete until Jesus Christ comes back for that completion. There will always be that one that needs to hear the good news. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be someone out there that needs to hear some good news, mm-hmm. needs to hear some encouragement, needs to hear the love. Grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time I say, Lord, come quickly, I mean, this world is in such a mess, and we're just ready to go home, and then he lays on my heart. But, you know, everybody's not ready. Maybe even some of your own family is not ready. Thank you for the reminder, Lord.
Yes.
I'll try not to be so selfish with being ready to shed this earthly coat and go home. Great lesson that you brought us today. Tell our listeners one more time when your services start for your revival. Start on Sunday at...
Revival starts this Sunday, May 1st, Sunday morning at 10:30.
Gateway Church.
4226 West 3rd Street, mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and then Monday through Wednesday at 7.
Now, if people can't come, do you do a Facebook Live or a podcast or what? And how do they find that?
We do. We have our Facebook Live, Gateway EC, on Facebook. And then we also have our YouTube channel as well, Gateway Elk City.
I see. And Elk City spelled out on your YouTube channel.
Yes. Yes, kay. Gateway Church Elk City. And that should bring it up there on YouTube where they can watch it there as well.
Okay, very good. Well, I know everybody can't come every time, but sure. I know also that with the technology we have now, what a blessing it is to be able to pick these services up at a later time and be blessed. Exactly. I know last night, I couldn't be here last Thursday because we were going to Altus for Joe to see some kind of specialist, I don't know, for his knees, whatever that's called. And so I didn't get to hear Rick Spain, but I was editing his program this morning for Sunday Hour of Power on KECO. And just such a great message that he brought. And any time that you miss something, you can go back now most of the times in the technology and you can find it and get to hear it on all the churches anyway that are on Facebook or have their podcast. And, you know, when the COVID hit, it was such a disaster. And yet from that... You know, God can take anything bad and make it good because he has a plan.
That's right.
And so what seems like a horrible thing to us or what seems really bad, God can turn it around and make it good. Yes, and that's one of the best things that has happened probably from the disaster of COVID. We just have a new preacher that came in January.
Okay.
And he was in foreign missions and had been in foreign missions for about 7 years or so, but he'd felt like that his time there was coming to a close, and he found out there's some churches in Oklahoma looking for pastors. He's from eastern Oklahoma, but his father-in-law, Terrell Romberg, had told him that our church was vacant or needed a pastor. Our pastor that had been there for 10 years had retired at 65. He'd retired. And anyway, the guys, the pulpit committee, you know, of course, never personally went to Asia to see him. Everything was done over live podcast of some sort.
Wow.
And we've just been so blessed with him and his family. And that was all because of technology that we were able to not just read one of his messages, maybe, but be able to see him.
Sure.
So
that's
technology,
awesome.
Yeah, it can be great. As I said early, Chasten Music, pastor of Gateway Church. Great, great lesson today, Chasten. We're going to go ahead and leave. We started a few minutes early. We're going to leave a few minutes early. And you all have a blessed day. From me, Neva, from Monica, from Pastor Chasten, we love you. We'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Amen.
Let us pray. Let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.
Getting your oil changed or having your tires rotated isn't always